The Matt Bubala Show on Radio 720 WGN. We're speaking with Bruce Tolgan, the book Bridging the Soft Skills Gap. He's the founder and CEO of Rainmaker Thinking. Rainmakerthinking.com is the website. Bruce, I had to pause there because you're telling us that these companies, you're teaching companies to teach kids to take notes, to be on time, to have a good face on the outside when you're having a tough. I mean, this sounds like insane that somebody who's giving you a paycheck then has to teach you how to behave as well. Is the economy that bad that the solution isn't just don't hire those people that don't have these skills? Isn't that how we weed them out?
Well, of course, you are quite right that employers are paying employees. You know, young people, they think like customers. And maybe when they go to their first job is the first time, hey, you're not the customer. We're paying you. We're the customer. So we have the position, because we're paying you, we can ask you to behave a certain way. But see, this may be the first time that your new young employee has faced this situation. So look, employers right now, especially in the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math, think about healthcare workers, computer programmers, systems administrators, engineers, accountants. In all of these technical fields, the supply and demand curve is out of whack. There's greater demand for high-skilled, high-trained talent than there is supply. So it's very hard for employers to rule out somebody with these technical skills because they're missing the soft skills. And although, you know, you're really onto something, what managers say to me every day is, well, their parents should have taught them this. They should have learned this stuff in school. Well, what they learn in school are these critical technical skills that are in great demand. And so employers facing this challenge, they just need to build into their onboarding and up-to-speed training and performance management process some of this performance management and coaching when it comes to the old-fashioned basics. You can't take this stuff for granted anymore. Just like technical skills are very important. You know, young people get hired for their technical skills. They get fired because of their missing soft skills. And what I tell employers is, you know, instead of taking that stuff for granted, just build it into your coaching and performance management.
When you say that parents are saying or people are saying to you, the school should have taught them these things, I think the answer to that is no, you should have taught them these things right now. It's easy for me to talk. I've only got a 15-year-old. I don't have somebody in the workforce yet that people are complaining about. Maybe I will someday, but I'd like to think that my kids will know it's their responsibility to know how to do these things. It's not the school's responsibility to teach our kids to be on time or to say thank you or to all these different very minor skill sets that kids should be learning between the ages of 5 and 15. That's on the parents, isn't it? Does that go back to what you were talking about of us just, I guess, kind of coddling our kids to death right now, helicopter parenting them, over-supervising them?
Well, I think the helicopter parenting on steroids is part of this because, you know, maybe it's a reaction to the Generation X childhood where we grew up sort of less supervised, and our parents were busy in the 70s being groovy, you know. And so in the 90s, the self-esteem-based parenting, making kids feel good about themselves, we're all winners, everyone gets a trophy, all styles are equally valid. You know, this is the message that a lot of the grown-ups have been giving to young people. The millennials have grown up with this, we're all winners, all styles are equally valid. So when they get to the real world, it's a little confusing, you know, because we're not all winners. And if somebody's paying you, no, all styles are not equally valid. So, you know, I always, you know, that's the thing is, I'm not blaming parents for this, but that is a big part of it, that when you grow up being told whatever you think, say, or do is great, and you always get an individual learning plan, and you know, if you don't pass the test, well, you get to take it again, and that's a little confusing when you get back to the real world.
I think it's okay for you to blame parents, quite honestly, Bruce. I mean, these skills that we're talking about, those are parent-based skills that need to be taught to kids throughout their lives. I have a friend who's a manager here in Chicago, and over the past couple of years, twice, and she was complaining to me about millennials. And over the past couple of years, there have been a couple of times where she's promoted somebody within her organization and told them, hey, we're moving you up. This is your new job. These are your new responsibilities. You're getting a better salary. Here's everything you get, da-da-da. And they were like, great, thank you so much, da-da-da. And they went back out their merry way. And twice, she got a phone call the next day. Do you know who she got a phone call from, Bruce?
Well, I'm guessing it might have been from a parent.
From a parent.
Yep.
One of them was a parent saying, I didn't get a chance yet to work with my son on negotiation skills, so I want to negotiate that salary. And the other was a father saying his daughter, you know, should have asked for more money. And she was like, I can't even, you know, confirm that this person works here because I wouldn't do that to some stranger I don't know. And B, that's something they would need to do themselves. And he said to her, well, you have created a workforce where she doesn't feel comfortable talking to you about that. And that just scares the hell out of me. God help me, I better never be that parent. But also, those kids aren't going to work their way up. I mean, that's very damaging, I think, to their career right there, that parent makes that phone call.
Yeah, well, this is happening every day, and employers tell us and managers tell us that they're hearing from the parents of their young employees. And even if the manager never hears from them, bear in mind that, you know, young people are just a text away from asking their parents for advice about all manner of things, even once they're in the workplace, to the point where they may well be inadvertently sharing confidential information. This is the most overparented generation in history. And, you know, by the way, as a result of this, many of them are like superhuman. You know, they have they have superpowers. And many of these parents are creating a new species of superhuman. But the flip side is they're missing, some of the things we used to just take for granted, the old-fashioned basics.
So would you say they're creating superhumans? The kids and the certain skills are doing better, are amazing us with technical skills these days, just lacking in the soft skills that mean so much to an everyday business.
Yeah, I mean, I think whatever it is that the parents decided they're going to build this young person up and make him or her feel great about themselves, that was the 90s. The 2000s, I think parents thought, wow, it's not enough to make them feel like winners. We've got to give them every possible advantage, and we're going to keep doing that because it's a fiercely competitive world. There's a lot at stake. So, you know, a lot of the parents, they just, even once they get into the workplace, they're still trying to work in tandem with their kids, trying to help them get every possible advantage. And the consequence of that is that young people have those advantages. Not all 20-somethings had a very experienced, powerful advisor, you know, who was available to them that way.
Yeah,
every step of the way. But also, as you say, of course, they've also given them exposure to resources and training and learning opportunities. But on the other hand, appreciation of context, respect for authority, a service mindset, the willingness to puzzle through a difficult problem when you don't have the answer available at the click of a computer. You know, these are some of the things that young people are lacking now.
Bruce Tolgan is the author of Bridging the Soft Skills Gap, CEO of Rainmaker Thinking. Go to rainmakerthinking.com for more information. You can find the book online. It's fascinating and scary, Bruce. I thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's Matt Bubala here with you on Radio 720 WGN.